The parable of the unjust judge and the persistent widow. What do you do when God seems silent, but your need keeps screaming? Jesus begins this parable with an unusual introduction. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. This wasn't a philosophical musing. It was a war cry for weary hearts, because there will be moments in your walk with God when you pray and nothing seems to change. When justice is delayed, when the heavens feel closed, when silence starts sounding like rejection. So Jesus tells a story. In a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. A man with power, but no moral compass, no conscience, no mercy. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." She had no husband, no legal standing, no protection, just a voice and a refusal to be silent. She came again and again and again. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming." The Greek word here for wear me out is literally strike me in the face. This judge wasn't moved by compassion. He was moved by exhaustion. She had no bribe, no influence, but she had persistence that refused to quit. Then Jesus makes the turn. "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? If even a corrupt human responds to persistence, how much more will your Father in heaven respond, not reluctantly, but righteously?" Have you ever stopped praying because you assumed God had stopped listening? This parable says, keep going. Your cries are not ignored. Your persistence is not in vain. The God you serve is not like that judge. He is holy. He is near. And he will bring justice suddenly. "I tell you," Jesus says, "he will see that they get justice and quickly." But then comes the haunting question. "However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Not. Will he find buildings? Not. Will he find ministries? Will he find faith? The kind that keeps praying when the answer delays. The kind that trusts when the door stays shut. The kind that doesn't give up. Not because of signs, but because of who God is. This parable is not just about getting what you want. It's about becoming someone who won't stop trusting, even in the dark. Because in the kingdom, persistence is not a sign of doubt. It's the proof of faith, and your prayers, even the quiet ones, even the tears, even the groans too deep for words, are building a case before the throne. Justice is coming, heaven is moving, and your voice still matters.